This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are living in an incredible time in history. Conservatives, libertarians, freedom lovers are awake in many ways, but I don't think people realize just how intense the battle is right now. If you just joined us, I broke this down earlier. About a month ago, I had a high-level State Department source and then a Pentagon source tell me within 24 hours, I got the contacts, that if I tell the whole story, it'll burn the time. I got to go to Zach. That Trump had already gotten Kim Jong-un to agree to denuclearization and actually end it and to begin a deal to merge with the South in the next decade and to take a concessions deal and break away from China as an economic partner and use South Korea and then just explode their economy. And I said all that on March 8th, the day after. And now it got announced weeks later. And now it's all confirmed. And then some of the other sources at very high level, including somebody in the top five placements of the CIA, director of, I'll leave it at that, first gave me messages and then the direct contact. Why aren't you covering this? There's going to be massive false flags against liberal sites to blame conservatives, even EMPs to claim that North Korea did it to derail this. And I'm just like, I'm not getting into classified stuff like this, this level of stuff, unless the president calls me, and that's been 5-6 months. So we're bringing Zach up right now for the next 30 minutes to go over this. He didn't know what I was talking about and having private conversations the last few weeks. But Zach's been dovetailing the same info. I know who Zach is. He's been in the news, been on TV. He's in the government, been an Army Special Operations Intelligence guy, now with another group that deals with spacecraft and things like that. And he joins us to get into this. But Zach joins Alex Jones, who's on Twitter, live over the phone to break down his Pentagon insider intelligence about the war being planned against Syria and Russia by the neocons, burdened Trump's administration. And the other tweet, tune in as Intel insider Zach explains how deep state is planning hashtag false flags against themselves, switching narratives that ISIS, along with InfoWars, are targeting MSM, UN, Hollywood, and the Fed. And that's what the News Corp executive said 2 months ago. They said, we're going to ban InfoWars, then WikiLeaks, then ISIS. Like we're the same. Once they're all banned, no more internet freedom. And that's what the Chinese president has called for in Reuters today. So here's the article. ISIS threatens Satanic, CNN, Universal Studios, Hollywood, NASA. So what do you do to the Federal Reserve and CNN? You help fund ISIS. You claim ISIS, your own group, getting its ass kicked is against you. You stage attacks against yourself. Not saying CNN will, but deep state, making yourselves the victims. That's the only move they've got left, Zach. So I finally went public with what I've been told because everything you're saying dovetails with it. We got 2 minutes to break. Start.
Absolutely. Hello, Alex. It's great to be back on. Have the ability to connect some dots here. A lot of things occurring at this moment in history, so let's get right into it. We're going to be covering what you just spoke about. The deep state claim their jack of spades here right now by switching and recreating the ISIS narrative to be in association with the truth and liberty movement. It's no coincidence that this happens pretty much in perfect timing with you kind of being critical of Trump and the Sandy Hook lawsuit. So, yes, they're going for broke now, playing the jack of spades here with the ISIS narrative. We're going to get into North Korea, what's really going on there. All hell breaking loose in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh over the weekend, compromised Jeff Sessions, and the big question of where Huma and Hussein. Let us not lose sight of the Muslim Brotherhood backed Huma Abedin and the Awan brothers, because all of a sudden they're not out of the news. Jeff Sessions and Rosenstein are okaying raids on Trump's lawyers, but no work on Huma, no work on Hussein. What about the pay to play? What about the Fast and Furious? What about all of it? We got a lot of critical issues going on right now. We'll kind of get into all of them, but yeah. Biggest on the forefront for me, knowing some behind the scenes workings on this, is the deep state playing their jack of spades and changing the narrative to ISIS to associate it with you, your followers, and the Truth and Liberty movement. This was...
And not that we're that important, but they see it as Americana, that they can demonize it and dent it. They think they can kill all opposition in the future. But Jeff Sessions compromised. Staged terror attacks against the left coming to make them victims. It's all coming up with Zach, an incredible intel source, so accurate. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, the globalist. Pray every moment you won't share those articles and videos. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and we have Zach, one of our great intelligence sources. It's not like QAnon. I'm not bashing QAnon. You know, I disagree with some of what QAnon is saying. Clearly, they're in the intelligence community. Sessions is compromised. The deep state is moving to take down Trump. And Zach is known to me. Zach's his real name. Again, he's been on national TV many times, been all over the news for over a decade. Well-known, decorated intelligence operative of Army Special Operations Command. Now working with folks that deal with the spacecraft and the Skunk Works and all of that. And there are multiple deep state operations. There's the original deep state of 1947, the CIA. Then there's the whole NASA situation. So there's a lot of different organizations there. But you just laid it out in the last segment. But you've got the floor of this segment and the next. Lay out, Zach, slowly, relax, because I know I'm always interrupting. Lay out the big false flags you say are coming against the left, how it ties into the intel I've been given, and then just through what's happening in Saudi Arabia and this ongoing battle as the world politically realigns right now, Zach.
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, the ISIS narrative changing is so critical. Aligning with the Truth and Liberty movement is so problematic. I mean, you really have to give me a break here. It's CNN being targeted, not InfoWars. It's the UN, not the Trump White House. This is absolutely ridiculous. If anything, this attack in Syria kind of emboldened this, and, you know, the Liberty movement kind of picking its sides has forced this play here. And this is very critical because what this will end up being are false flags being pulled off in this country against those listed individuals, UN, Hollywood, CNN, the Federal Reserve, NASA, among several other targets that have all famously been covered by the Truth Liberty Movement, and most notably you, InfoWars, and our followers following it. But it's going to happen. This is all going to happen. This is happening at the same time when the attack on Syria occurred, when all hell is breaking loose in the last week in Saudi Arabia, full-out firefights, drones being shot down, missiles out of Yemen being shot down right outside of Riyadh. They're going for broke here. Everything that's occurring with North Korea has to do with Iran, has to do with Saudi Arabia and Syria. So it's all interconnected here. But we're being so effective, and like we discussed last week, we are in the midst of the deep state's death hurdle, so we must be effective. We've got to kind of call this all out. But tying you and the InfoWars movement to ISIS, essentially, is the most ridiculous thing.
Now again, you're talking to other people that are super informed. The audience is informed, but talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Explain the articles that have come out. ISIS saying they're going to attack the New World Order, the globalists. They've openly worked for them. They always attack innocent groups. This is a rebranding, exactly what I was told by high-level sources. They're planning major attacks against leftist groups to then blame it on ISIS and claim ISIS has linked up with the nationalists and Trump and the Liberty Movement. I was told this a month ago, and now that I see this, I'm in total horror.
Yeah, so now ISIS is being educated by InfoWars, essentially, which will be the narrative. When a false flag does occur, which will be self-inflicted by themselves and then covered by themselves, it will be revealed that, these individuals have common enemies, and the enemies are the stories that you've been uncovering for decades that the Truth and Liberty Movement is aware of and knows of, but now all of a sudden ISIS happens to be a libertarian-based, conspiratorial fighting group. This is absolutely unprecedented, and it's no coincidence.
Why did McVeigh bomb a federal building in the middle of the Midwest? We know it was staged. It came out with staged. He didn't bomb the UN. They finally get that narrative. Bomb themselves, make themselves the victims.
Absolutely. So you know, the movement that dubbed Al-Qaeda is now in line with that somehow. It's absolutely ridiculous. It was.
Well, you heard what I said earlier that I hadn't told you or the listeners. What do you make of what I was told the last month?
Yeah, it's absolutely accurate, and that's what we've been hinting at. We started this whole thing about 8 months ago when I came on the show and we started discussing strategic patience. You see, we see how effective false flags work in Syria. So just as we're supposedly pulling out of North Korea, expect the same thing. All the opposing sabotage from China and the deep state, not to mention the strategic patience personnel who have been benefiting for this for 65 years, okay? Our budget perpetually in South Korea is so big that I don't think people understand. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars on record. That's not even black budget. It's just on record.
Conservatively, what, $30 billion a year over decades? It's gigantic.
Hundreds of billions all the time. And it's, you know, there's 25,000 there permanently, and it's 65 years after the actual war. Okay, we've been there for 65 years. So the idea that, oh, we got this deal.
We're talking trillions like the Iraq War. Trillions.
The idea that we're leaving and that everything's okay, that's a good plan, and I like that we've opposed strategic patience, but if you don't think that the military-industrial complex and the deep state is going to pull everything off in their power.
So who are the bad guys and good guys? Because the word is Mattis is trying to block this. Is that true?
Mattis is trying to block it. Mattis is obviously a patriot and a great individual, but this issue is so complex that there's a complete battle going on in the White House. Trump can't trust anybody. Trump can't trust what's going on. It's very difficult with the strike in Syria.
Can you imagine being in his view? Like, I got mad at him a couple of weeks ago in emotion. I get it now. I'm not walking back what I did, but God, can you imagine being Trump?
It's unbelievable. And the problem is he's fighting a military-industrial complex, which is the root of all of it. And the big issue here is that peace is not profitable, period. Peace is not profitable. This is a machine that's been churning out profit for 65 years on that peninsula. And the idea that, oh, all of a sudden peace will be great. I argue people, you know, the attention span is so gone, the instant gratification. We're here, it's news one day and not news the next. We broke on the show about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. I was on it was a New York Times article, and it says, UN workers have found containers in Syria sent by North Korea that was the catalyst for them to pull off a chemical weapons attack. This was in the news, verified 100%. Now they're regurgitating the information all of a sudden. Now we're going to get a switch in the narrative from Kim Jong-un is doing these things. And, of course, our intelligence agencies and our real operators who are compromised are sending on behalf of North Korea this into Syria to get it, you know, down on paper, to get it documented, because the eventual push.
Well, that's my next issue is ISIS used chemicals 52 times in Syria, even the New York Times admits. Now the inspectors get there and say, no, we were getting shot at. The Syrians didn't block us. The Russians brought us in. That came out in Zero Hedge, mainstream news from the main organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. Germany's largest public TV, top show in the country, went and interviewed all the witnesses and said, yeah, no one was hit with chemicals. They told the kids that they were going to give them candy if they would let them dump water on their heads. Everything we reported the last week is now coming out that the chemical attack was a staged event.
So as of today, this broke about 13 hours ago, they got the quote on it. All the war hawks, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, as a collective there, they issued a statement to the Treasury, to the Treasury Secretary, saying the decades-long military partnership between Syria and North Korea has enabled President Assad to continue his reign of terror with chemical weapons that include the use of mustard gas, blister agents, and nerve agents such as sarin and VX, resulting in the deaths of thousands of his own people, including innocent children. This is the official talking point coming out of the war hawks in our own country.
Because they don't want the deal to be made. The U.S. is winning. The Russians are pulling out. We're winning in North Korea. The globalists don't want the problem to be fixed. They don't want us to have the peace deal. So what about my sources saying they're looking at major stage terror just like they did in Syria, to blame Kim Jong-un. And this was so big, and the source is so big, I didn't cover it 3 weeks ago. I just couldn't do it. My gut says put it out now. How does that tie into this with your information on how they may be planning something to derail peace breaking out, like the fake chemical attack of 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely planned, already in the works. In this upcoming week into next week, we have to be very vigilant. A lot of planned operations obviously going on. Chatter gets around. Nothing happens in a vacuum. And it's already started in Saudi Arabia, which is really the epicenter of where this all stems from. So over the last week in Saudi Arabia, just major, major internal fighting, full-out firefights, shooting things down, ballistic missiles being shot down with, Patriot systems.
Yeah, we forget. It's hardly in the news that ICBMs get fired and get blown up all the time. So you're saying Trump has successfully gotten people that were reformers in, but now they've counter-striked?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the fight right now. The next 2 weeks, we are in the midst of the deep state death hurdle. This is it. I mean, we're in it right now. It starts in Saudi Arabia. We'll make it to our shores by next week. There's very, very credible intel out there of planned operations this week into the next, and it's going to be double pronged.
When we come back, what about the warnings of terror attacks on leftist sites? I already knew this weeks ago. You called saying you wanted to come on about it, so you might be getting some of the same intel. I mean, they say it's imminent. We're talking federal buildings blown up, schools shot up, nerve gas, EMPs. They say this is it. Let's talk about it when Zach comes back. This stuff's so bad, folks. I've been sitting on it 3 weeks because I can't handle it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
All right, we got 9 minutes left with Zach, a great intel source, again, documented, known by this operation, who he is. He's just a smart patriot, a veteran, a guy hooked into things that knows what's going on by the white hats in the government versus the black hats. And the white hats worldwide are making a move for free market, prosperity, true open societies against Soros and the globalists. I have been told for close to a month by the same individuals that told me that Kim Jong-un had already agreed to denuclearization and all the rest of it before anybody else admitted it. And again, I asked him, I said, why am I being given this info? And he says, when we give you more info, you know it's real. But I didn't go with this. But then I saw the latest developments. I saw Zach contacting our producers saying, listen, they're going to target leftist sites. And now it's all coming out that ISIS is going to do it to make the globalist victims. It's here. So in the 8 minutes we have left, Zach, lay out where we are right now, what citizens should be watching, the different players that are involved, what's happening in the world.
Absolutely. So where we're at right now is we're going to have the mainstream media and the military-industrial complex-backed government have you believe that ISIS is being educated by InfoWars with common enemies. We have the iconic images of Trump and the King of Saudi Arabia grasping that illuminated globe in their inaugural trip coming to fruition. Trump had to make a plan here, and we really have to get through to him, because appeasing this complex, appeasing these war hawks is not where you want to be. You want to be tough. You have to do what you got to do. But what about compromised Jeff Sessions? What about Rosenstein? What about Huma? What about Hussein? What about the real crimes? So we have to get through to Trump. For all the good he's done as the most effective president in U.S. history, this is the fight. This is the death hurdle. That image of him waving the swords, that image of grasping the illuminated globe in Saudi Arabia will be a problem, because like we have all over the planet, our grasp is an empire. That's what it is. Our military presence all over the planet is being mimicked and followed up by Saudi Arabia doing the same thing in the Middle East and North Africa. They will pull off the sections of the world that we did not culturally have the ability to do, but obviously they are in cahoots, looking to the information into 9/11. And those images, if not corrected and played at the 5D chess level, will be very problematic for the Trump presidency as history is written. It's very dangerous times.
And getting back to Rosenstein, the Secretary of, I mean, all these people, the Attorney General, all of them worship him like he's God. He's the one that worked for Clinton. He's the one that did it all. Trump's not even talking about getting rid of Rosenstein, and they say, you do it, it's over. This is the rogue government. So the old idea was, don't get rid of them, it looks like you're guilty. No, they're criminals. Get rid of all of them.
Exactly. You have Jeff Sessions, being a champion of mandatory minimums and threatening the White House and putting out to the media that he will step down if Rosenstein is fired.
And notice as soon as Trump said, I don't want to put marijuana smokers in prison, which is super popular and reasonable, suddenly Sessions goes crazy. Who really controls Sessions, Zach, and what do they have on him, if you know?
Sessions is down the line, deep state. Just there, he's been a problem from the get-go. And he has some good qualities. He's a little bit later in his life, but like we said 6 months ago, Tillerson is compromised, Haley is compromised, Sessions is compromised. And that's our big wedge in between us and the QAnon community. It's trust Sessions, trust Sessions, trust Sessions. Well, I don't trust Sessions because Huma Abedin and the Unwin brothers committed treason in this country. Hillary Clinton committed treason in this country. Barack Hussein Obama committed treason in this country. So don't be okaying raids with your deputy attorney general into Trump's personal
exactly. If I was selling out to Pakistan all our secrets, I need a bullet in my head. What the hell is they say we're traitors all day. They're the ones that are traitors.
The question is, what did the Unwin brothers and Huma get on Jeff?
That's right, because they had control of his servers. What is the word? Let's just get it out there. I know the FBI's grabbed you a few times over this, but what is the word on Jeff? What do they have on him? I don't know.
I'll just say this. It's compromised Jeff Sessions. I can't get into specific details because that would be very problematic, and you're dealing with an individual like him and the entities that he's in control of, obviously. It becomes a problem in the next few weeks.
I know, but the fact that you know that makes it a problem. I just want to get this going. I'm not scared of these people. I'm sick of it, man.
The intel's out there. He was a part of a group.
So you're saying if he makes a move against you or others, the intel goes out?
Oh, it's going out.
I was told, let's just say he was in the KKK. I'm told it's KKK.
I'm just saying he's a man later in his life. History seemed the world moved in a different way when he was a younger man. He lived in a certain geographical region of the planet where certain things were accepted, and that if they were out there.
So you just said it. The intel you're getting is the same thing I got on Bird, that it's KKK crap.
I mean, you're pushing the prison industrial complex. You're not the name Huma or Hussein doesn't come up with verifiable things. You're okaying race.
These goddamn KKK people. I'm so sick of them.
I mean, and you know, he was brought in just like Tillerson, just like Haley, to see where they could be led and then be crossed and you know, double crossed in the next year or two. He will be relieved, and this is a lot of good intel out of QAnon, but this is our wedge right here, where it's trust Sessions, trust Sessions, trust Sessions. I've known some things for a long time, and just his lines.
No, we got 2 minutes left. What's the rest of the data dump? The left is getting ready to have globalist stage terror attacks to make them the victim. That's the clear next play. We have that. What else?
The big question is, when will Huma and Hussein be pushed? I want Donald Trump, and he will start doing it this week, I think, maybe into the next week. How can there not possibly, you know, have Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and Barack Hussein looked into? Because what's going to happen is Trump via Twitter will start pressuring Jeff Sessions, compromise Jeff Sessions.
Well, isn't it good news that Congress is calling for criminal investigations? That seemed to make the Democrats follow suit and go crazy.
Or seen as potential momentum that's actually not momentum. Don't look into that. There's already stuff. There's members of Congress specifically on the Senate.
No, there's enough to indict all the top Democrats and send them to prison for 10,000 years.
If you pull out the true plan here, if we really get into what went on with HRC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hussein, and all the likes there, with the Fast and Furious being the pretext to, you know, getting all of this, it's so unprecedented that the changes in history will be. You just cannot tiptoe around this. It's either all or nothing.
And that's why the Democrats are so desperate. They've committed such galactic crimes that they're cornered.
You just hit it right on the head. This is the galactic gold mine, and that is it. Because everything that's occurring is stopping us, like you spoke about the front, some of the stuff I'm involved with in think tank engineering. The move here, they have to do everything they can to stop us from going multiplanetary. Once we go multiplanetary, there's a real issue in the culture narrative, real issue in, you know, what we look to as cultural references, real issues in the economy when it comes to mining certain precious metals and minerals. Everything changes.
And
everything
big disclosures are about to come out, and they want to be in charge when the disclosures happen.
100%. So they're pulling out. They've pulled it all out. They played the jack of spades.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told since I was a kid, and we are here right now. All right, Zach, I'm back live tomorrow. I know you're very busy there at Palo Alto and the work you're doing, but you got to come back on for a full hour to talk about what you just said, the full import, the full game, the full what's known, because you're on target, and we love you. We appreciate you.
Likewise. Anytime. It'd be an honor.
Send it out tomorrow. All right, I'm going to come back and into the culture war. straight ahead. They're trying to ban cheerleaders in the NFL to just end the image of beautiful women, the image of culture, the image of art, the image of free will. And then Kanye West. I'm going to apologize to Kanye West. I never really paid attention to who he was. I just attacked anything Hollywood. I've now been following Kanye West. He's really done some important things. We've got video of him coming up with Paul Watson. This is powerful. Please stay with us. This is the revolution against Satan. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Big Brother, Main
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got two segments left tonight, and I have saved some of the most important information to last. Coming up in the final segment, here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to apologize to Kanye West. It's been a long time coming, but I didn't really know his politics. I just knew he was connected to Hollywood and the big media combine. So I called him Kanye West and stuff, like I attack all mainstream entertainers, just because I just ignore the whole thing. But it turns out for years he's been a entrepreneur, independent, more libertarian. I know he's a Trump fan. He was thrown in a mental institution because he was. And now he's come out and said that he likes Candace Owens, who's been a guest on the show many times and who is a great liberator of the human mind. So one thing he's got amongst the talent and the hundreds of millions of dollars is that he's a maverick and got a lot of courage, because they've already locked him up for 2 weeks in a mental institution when he started publicly saying, get off Trump's back. Whether you love Trump or hate him, we've all got a right to be at my concerts. They grabbed him that night and put him in a mental institution last year. So that is coming up in the next segment. I'll get into my apology and then play Paul Watson's powerful video. But speaking of that, I have another powerful Paul Watson, editor of InfoWars.com video. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com right now. NFL to ban cheerleaders. And I watched the video this morning, and then I actually did some of the research on it, and lo and behold, it's right there in USA Today. USA Today columnist. Time for the NFL to fire scantily clad female cheerleaders and hire male cheerleaders, because it's not fair that they're only female. We can't have gender roles here. Now, folks, let's just back up for a minute. I call myself a libertarian because I think some of the more extreme conservatives out there who basically want us all to live like Amish violate people's rights in a world where they had control. But they're not the people taking over. There's not a billion, 300 million super orthodox Christians that are following the same Christianity of 1,000 years ago. That doesn't exist. But under Islam, there is a billion, 300 million. The left, the liberal groups, these other organizations, they are accepting it. They are adopting it. They're saying in Europe and here in the U.S. that Linda Saussure should lead the different feminist organizations. And different groups that are out there. It's just simply insane. But now you've got USA Today columnists coming out and saying it hurts women, it's objectifying, on and on and on. Well, that's like saying big, muscular, 6'5" guys wrestling in a professional wrestling ring is objectifying. They're making millions of dollars. They're having fun. People want to see big, tough guys, even simulated fighting. It's what happens. NFL football players bash each other's brains out as gladiators. It's their right to do it. The nanny state is what has gotten rid of diving boards. It's what's gotten rid of most of the freedoms we have in this country, with the entire nanny state suing everything out of existence, where regular gas tanks that always worked, that you could fill up with gas and use easily, were all sued out of existence. So the new safety gas cans that are plastic and have the weird nozzles that spill everywhere are all we have. It's example after example after example. But now Ben Shapiro has written an article for USA Today countering it, dealing with all of this insanity. But the left has gone full circle into the orthodox, oppressive, control freaks that they claim the conservatives were hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And they, as a cult, particularly feminist women, want control of the powerful culture of women. And they're turning women into victims, just like the Democratic Party has turned black people into victims from one plantation to a new one. Here's Paul Watson's report.
Cheerleaders. Who doesn't like cheerleaders? Fat, ugly, bitter feminists, obviously. And USA Today columnist Nancy Armore.
No place in the NFL for cheerleaders in 2018!
So after calling for classic songs to be banned for their offensive lyrics, USA Today now wants cheerleaders gone too.
Is anything sacred?
The Houston Texans aren't even bothering with the pretense. On their website is a photo gallery of the finalists from last weekend's cheerleader tryouts, and visitors are encouraged to vote for their favorites. Are these action shots of the women that highlight their athletic ability or damn skills? Do they include a list of their qualifications? Of course not. They're headshots. Sorry, head and chest shots. Close-up ones at that. The better to ogle, you know.
Wait, you mean to tell me that they judge women for a role that specifically requires hotness on the level of their hotness, and not their academic qualifications? Because the first thought that pops into my head when I watch this is, gee, I wonder what grade point average this chick got. Newsflash, dummy. Men like to look at hot women. That's never going to change. And no matter how much you try to browbeat, shame and re-educate us, that's always going to be a thing. You can't reverse basic biology through social engineering.
The underlining premise of NFL cheerleaders is degrading, presenting women as nothing more than objects to be leered at with skimpy, suggestive outfits as their uniform. Their only purpose is to titillate.
And you know what? She's got a point. This is just morally wrong. Congress really should pass a law to prevent women from being forced into cheerleading. Oh wait, that wouldn't be necessary because it's completely optional. I mean, cheerleaders just hate cheerleading so much. Some of them pay just to audition. Women making their own choices on what to do with their bodies. Wasn't that what Women's Lib was all about? Freedom of choice. You know, before all you resentful harpies hijacked feminism and turned it into a global laughingstock with your harebrained intersex. Nonsense.
It's always been an appalling message to send them in this hashtag MeToo era. There's no longer any place for it. NFL cheerleaders need to go. NBA dance squads and NHL ice girls while we're at it too.
Right, so in the name of feminism and supporting women, you want to deprive tens of thousands of current and future women of work. You purport to be a champion of women, yet you refer to these women as blow-up dolls come to life, simply because they've chosen to do something that your joyless puritanical ass doesn't approve of. Now let's pause there and have another look at some cheerleaders. As I was saying, men like to look at hot women. Control freak, middle-aged, pearl-clutching, left-wing journalists who write for USA Today don't like to look at hot women. Did you fail the high school cheer team? Is that what it is? Oh, and by the way, this isn't just about shaking around pom-poms on game day. Many of these cheerleaders do important charity work and community outreach. They're one of the biggest entertainment groups to regularly perform for the United States Armed Forces overseas. These girls literally go into war zones to lift the spirits of the troops. And she admits this in her own article, but then says, man, just ban them anyway. I mean, the NFL is already hemorrhaging viewers because of its tolerance of social justice stupidity. Now you want to take away the cheerleaders? I mean, what can we ban next? Las Vegas showgirls, burlesque dancers, Instagram hotties? Why don't we just ban models altogether? I mean, what other potential career paths for young women can we terminate because we're such good feminists?
But Paul, this is just one newspaper columnist.
No. This is part of a wider purge. F1 grid girls banned, the tennis girl poster banned, beach body ads banned, page 3 girls banned, booth babes banned. We just made hundreds of thousands of women unemployed. Go feminism! Oh, we'll bitch and moan all day about the horror of displaying women who choose to wear what they want, while simultaneously celebrating a modesty culture that forces women to wear bags on their heads as a symbol of women's empowerment. Maybe if we just compelled women to wear certain items of clothing, you'd be all for it, because that's what seems to pass as feminism these days. No, the whole point should be to let women be rocket scientists or Babylon jigglers. Give them equal opportunity and mind your own frigging business.
Feminists are going on and on and on about how it's degrading to women. The women that are actually doing it don't feel degraded. And we're not being given the choice to decide now whether we want to do it or not.
And maybe this isn't a feminist crusade. This is a class crusade. This is about a bunch of condescending, sanctimonious, elitist snobs like Nancy or Moore looking down their noses at hard-working girls just trying to make their way in life. Look, not all girls can aspire to be like you, to write laborious, tormented diatribes about how everything that offends your prudish sensibilities should be banned. So embrace real feminism, embrace real equality, and leave these girls the hell alone.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So, throughout history, there have been joyless control freaks who want absolute dominance over every facet of society. And these control freaks are seeking absolute power. So they can control the developments and the activities between men and women, between parents and their children, between church and state, between cheerleaders in the NFL, between what rock stars and hip-hop stars do. They've got control. And Hollywood is known for their incredible bullying and dominance over other stars who don't toe the line, and how people like James Woods and others who are incredibly talented get blacklisted for coming out and saying, hey, I'm pro-America, or I'm free market, or I'm a conservative. Now, I didn't really know who Kanye West was personally. I knew he was a big, huge star, one of the top ones in the world. Knew he made some pretty narcissistic statements. And I just assumed he was a Democrat and a globalist. And so I call him Kanye West. But the last few years, watching him with Trump, actually listening to what he says, listening to his music, it's actually a lot of it's pretty good, and seeing what he does, he has a lot of courage and is a maverick. Like they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. Well, Kanye West has got guts, talent, you name it. So I apologize to him for being wrong about him and being ignorant myself and just shoot my mouth off. He has come out and supported Candace Owens, come out and supported Trump, come out and supported free market, come out and supported not being a victim. And understanding that this whole push for racism and division in the name of counter-racism is about giving us all crutches and about the Democrats controlling our minds, just like they're trying to do with women and the whole Me Too movement. So here is a powerful report from Paul Watson. But Kanye, I apologize to you.
In a watershed moment for the culture war, Kanye West praised conservative commentator Candace Owens in a tweet, saying, I love the way Candace Owens thinks.
If you see something that's great, you gotta respect it.
And how did Twitter react? By failing to even spell Owens' name properly and calling her far right. They're going to call a former left-wing, now center-right black conservative, who is hated by the actual far right, far right. Then all bets are now off. And then the usual blue check marks piled in with their lies and hatred.
Candace Owens is a far-right media personality who got famous by appearing on the conspiracy site InfoWars and calling herself a red pill black, a term popularized on the alt-right men's rights message board that is basically an antonym for woke.
Wrong, idiot. She got famous by communicating a message of actual empowerment for black people. So save us the glib white-splaining, please. Talking of white-splaining, Sean King whined about it too. Yeah, how are you going to accuse Kanye of being an Uncle Tom when you're whiter than Rachel Dolezal? So precisely how does Candace Owens think? Well, she tells black people not to be victims, not to be dependent on welfare, and not to blame society for all their problems.
The truth is that the left wants to strap black people to this idea that they are victims. That's what it comes down to. They do not want black people focused on their futures. They want black people focused on their past. They like black people to be government dependent. They don't like to see black people that are free thinkers and are independent. And I think that's what Kanye West and myself represent the black community, and that makes them very nervous.
And that correlates exactly with Kanye's new outlook. Remember, Kanye met with Trump to talk about tackling black-on-black violence in Chicago, something that the left of Black Lives Matter supporters refused to incorporate into their message because it doesn't fit their race-baiting victimhood narrative. Kanye has also exposed how the left fans the flames of hysteria over racism to metaphorically keep black people on the plantation, to keep them docile and easily controlled.
Racism is a dated concept. It's not an actual thing that even means anything. You know, it's something that was used to hold people back in the past, but now there's been so many leaps and breaking of the rules that it's like, it's played out like, you know, like a style from the, you know, 1800s or something. You know, the real true freedom isn't in the words, the true freedom is in the opportunity.
Kanye West represents a massive threat to the left because he has an army of adoring fans, and he's clearly done with being a puppet for their divisive agenda. After this, he's going to be relentlessly attacked by the establishment like never before. Get ready. The mainstream entertainment industry is so stale, so controlled, so adversarial to originality, it can no longer produce any icons with actual authenticity. Kanye himself himself has alluded to this on several occasions.
You shall be lied to. Radio lied to you. And can't play when they want to play. Because they know
celebrities with something to say other than vacuous virtue signaling and cliche platitudes are now all but extinct. And that's because any celebrity that uses their platform to speak uncomfortable truths is immediately shunned and attacked by the legacy media. Look what they did to Morrissey after he spoke out against mass immigration and Islamic terrorism. This paucity of authentic, interesting celebrities is why YouTubers like PewDiePie and Candace Owens are the new rock stars.
We the rock stars!
Now, obviously, most of these new rock stars aren't going to be political, but the ones that are represent a true threat to the status quo, to the dominant culture. Which is why I was right when I said conservatism is the new counterculture and populism is the new punk rock.
Oh, but Kanye had a breakdown. He's gone insane.
Now, if you haven't been paying attention, Kanye's had about 10 what they call breakdowns since the mid-2000s. And he always comes back more influential than ever before. That's why they're terrified of him endorsing ideas and people outside of their control. Who's they? I'm talking about the dominant cultural institutions of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry, and the media. The high priests of pop culture, the gatekeepers of what political and spiritual ideas we're told are acceptable. Now, one of their own has gone rogue, and the panic is palpable.
Your Truman Show boat is hitting the wall.
Why do you think Kanye fears for his own life? As Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. You can change political destiny by hijacking culture. In case you haven't noticed, that's what I'm doing. The left is slowly waking up to the fact that they're losing their monopoly on controlling culture. When you've been in control for so many decades, something new inevitably has to emerge to become the new counterculture, especially given that the left no longer pushes to be edgy, daring, or rebellious, and has instead embraced censorship, puritanism, and cultural sterility. The high priests of pop culture are the real racists. They're the ones who indoctrinate young black kids to aspire to be thugs. They're the ones who fetishize and glorify criminality and gangsterism through hip-hop music. Kanye is trying to move black people away from the ghettoization of their minds towards true independence and freedom. Candace Owens is trying to do exactly the same thing. And that's why they resonate with each other. And that's why the left is petrified of them both.
What you're seeing happening today, obviously we have some black people that are just shouting in the back. We have some black people that are sitting in the front quietly that are chanting USA and having a normal conversation. I love that, because what I say every single time, and you may have seen me on the news, is that what is happening right now in the black community, you're going to hear it in this room first, there is an ideological civil war happening. Black people that are focused on their past and shouting about slavery, and black people that are focused on their futures, okay? That's really what it comes down to, okay? I can guarantee you what you're seeing happening is victim mentality versus victor mentality.
That's
I promise
great, by
you,
the way.
People here
are
going to win.
I love that.
And there's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you right now who is going to be better off. When we look 20 years, when we look at the faces in this room, who is going to be better off are the girls that are sitting right here and across this room, because they don't have your mentality. Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents did. And it's embarrassing that you utilize their history. You utilize their history, and you come in here with more emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. More emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. It's embarrassing. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged Americans.
They're also afraid that Kanye could be president one day. I'm not joking. As Terrence Williams said, both Kanye and Candace are free thinkers. If that triggers you, chances are you're not a free thinker. The left doesn't care about black people. They don't want black people to be business owners, doctors, or scientists. They want them to remain mired in dependency and hopelessness. They want them to continue to vote for their own enslavement. And whether you love or hate Kanye's narcissistic personality,
when someone comes up and says something like, I am a god, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
The mere threat of him derailing this agenda to any degree. The mere fact that they don't control what comes out of
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.